Operation Skyhook, an annual event held in Pine Bluff, Arkansas by the Black Pilots of America. Black pilots fly in from all over the U.S. for competitions, fellowship, meetings, to engage the community, and expose young people to the field of aviation. And they give free plane rides to the public. We got to attend Operation Skyhook and met several pilots while we were there. And now, Zipporah Mundy conducting an interview with Black Pilot of America member Guthon Robinson Jr., an air and addiction agent surveillance pilot.
We're at Operation Skyhook, and I'm here with Mr. Guthon Robinson Jr. He's with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. How are you today?
I'm just fine. By yourself?
Doing good. Thank you for taking time to talk to me. Tell me about your job and what you do in U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I mean, break it down for the simplest of those that are listening.
All right. Well, I am an aircraft pilot. We are called air interdiction agents. I'm a surveillance pilot, so I fly both rotary wing helicopters and fixed wing airplanes. And basically what we do is aerial law enforcement surveillance. Not only do we do surveillance for Customs and Border Protection, but we do surveillance for all sorts of state and local law enforcement agencies as well.
Wow. That sounds like a very fascinating job. How did you get into that?
Well, I started flying when I was 17 years old in Dallas, Texas. 17 years old. I still got to start young. Went to Mountain View College, community college there in Dallas. Had an aviation program. Got my associate's degree from there and a couple of pilot licenses from there. Transferred to University of Central Texas in Killeen, Texas to get my bachelor's degree in aviation. And after that, I went to the Navy, flew S-3 Viking jets for the Navy for almost 6 years. Got out of the Navy in 1994, joined Border Patrol in 1995. I was a ground agent for Border Patrol for 7 years and got on board with the Air Branch in 2002 and been in here for almost 15 years.
That's interesting. So you went to aviation school at 17. What made you want to fly?
Oh, I've been wanting to fly since I was 5 years old. My mom and dad bought me a toy wind-up airplane. Of course, it's way back in the 70s. And from then on out, I just loved airplanes. My mom would buy me little model airplanes, model rockets and stuff. And she'd buy me one or two a day. And I'd put them together in a matter of less than 24 hours. And she'd go out and buy me some more. And my room was just covered and littered with airplanes and rockets hanging from the ceiling, on my dresser countertops, everywhere.
So this has been a passion of yours for a while.
Oh, yeah, since I was 5 years old. So I can't think of anything else I would love to do.
Wow, and it seems like every pilot that I'm talking to that wanted to fly young or wanted to fly at some point, years later, they're still loving what they do.
Well, that's the important thing with any job, is to really like and love what you're doing. And I definitely can say I love what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm going to do when I have to retire, but hopefully maybe teach somebody else to fly.
That's good. So flying never gets old then?
No, never gets old. Matter of fact, it gets to the point with flying, it's an old saying of, if you go up flying, you haven't learned anything that day, something new, regardless of how small, it's time to stop flying.
Really?
Yes. You learn something new every day. I don't care if you've been flying for 10 years, 10 months, 30 years. There's always something new that you learn, regardless of how small.
So how does your background, learning to fly at 17, and you're a member of Black Pilots of America, mm-hmm. correct? And one of the things that Black Pilots, or I guess I have to say one of the main things that they're trying to do is to expose young people to this field of aviation. So how does that, just your background, knowing that it could be done young, you know, really young, what do you bring to the organization in that way?
Well, the thing is to try to motivate a lot of our young African-American kids to get into the field of aviation. As of 2016, there are approximately 588,000 active licensed pilots in America. Out of that 588,000, there's only about approximately 12,000 that are black. So we have more black doctors than we do pilots. We have five times more black lawyers than we do pilots. And aviation is a field that a lot of our young kids just aren't exposed to. Many folks have gone on, you know, the commercial airliners, and you hardly ever see a black pilot anywhere. I'm the only black pilot at my location. There are 13 of us out of 607. So the thing is, if a lot of our kids can be exposed to seeing more pilots who look like themselves, they'll be more interested and motivated to be in that instead of getting into sports and to music and things of that nature.
So tell me, there, if there's a youth leader that's listening, and maybe they're running a nonprofit program and they're trying to get kids and expose them to more, how can they make a connection with someone like you or yourself or anyone in Black Pilots? Like, how do they bridge that gap to help expose the kids in their neighborhood to aviation?
Well, something as simple as bringing them up here to Pine Bluff Airport. Bring them out there, out to the flight line. This is an airplane. They have the lineman out here that can show them this is an airplane, this is what it does, this is how it works, this is how our aircraft flies. There are other African-American pilot organizations out there other than Black Pilots of America. You have Organization of Black Aeronautical Professionals. You have the Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated. It's just they just have to just get out there and research. It's all over the internet. Come to things like this, like I see all these kids out here today, to get them exposed, give them airplane rides. Don't be afraid of getting to the airplane. I tell people, I say, well, hey, you know, if you don't go out on the branch, go out on the branches to get the fruit, you'll never get it, because if you think the branch is too thin to support yourself, you know, you gotta get out there and try.
Got you.
Gotta get out there and try and get the fruit. Reach for the stars, reach for the fruit, because reach for the end of the branch, that's where the fruit is at. Regardless of how small or unstable it may look, you gotta get out there and try.
And lastly, tell me, going back to your job and what you do with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, like, what would you say is the most important element about the job that you have?
Important element is our mission. Our primary mission is to keep out terrorism. Second primary mission is to control the flow of illegal immigration into the United States. But that's just a part of our mission. You know, main thing is that we are law enforcement, and we are here to help and assist other law enforcement agencies. We are one of the only agencies that can be deputized to be anyone else. So we can be deputized to be FBI, DEA, Pine Bluff Police Department if necessary. We can work directly with those local and state agencies to provide them assistance with anything they need. Because a lot of police departments nationwide are short-staffed, they're losing a lot of staff, they don't have enough manpower to help cover the crime areas of their certain cities. That's where us as the feds step in and give them a hand, especially when it comes to air support. We are the largest law enforcement air force in the world, actually. So where a lot of states, like where I'm from in Michigan, in Detroit, the police department is very strapped. Their air department, the police force, is very strapped. So we have, you know, Big Brother has deep pockets. We have a lot of aircraft available, and we help Detroit PD and Detroit State PD out on a frequent basis. So that's the primary mission of our job.
That's so fascinating. Well, Mr. Robinson, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it, and I'm really grateful for what you do, and just thank you so much for all that you're contributing to society.
Well, I appreciate it, too. You wanted to interview me. Thank you.
You've been listening to a conversation between Zipporah Mundi and Black Pilot of America member Kathan Robinson Jr., an air and addiction agent surveillance pilot. This interview was conducted during the Black Pilot of America's annual Operation Skyhook fly-in that takes place every Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned.